I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. Area girls basketball tonight in the Southwest Conference. Platteville will play here in Richland Center and Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville. Lancaster will be at River Valley. That's our next featured game. Girls basketball tonight, Lancaster at River Valley. Ithaca Weston is at Nisida for a non-conference game. In the Ridge and Valley, Wazika Steuben at Kickapoo, North Crawford at Seneca, Lafarge visits DeSoto. In the SWAL, Riverdale at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Boscobel, Fenimore at Iowa Grant. Highland travels to River Ridge, Viroqua at Luther and West Salem at Westby, Benton at Belmont, Darlington at Southwestern, Potosi-Cassville at Scholesburg, Wisconsin Heights at Belleville, Reedsburg at Mount Horeb, Ripon at Wisconsin Dells, and Wautoma at Mauston, all in girls basketball. In boys basketball tonight, Hillsboro at Royal, Cashton at Wunniwuk Center, Albany at Potosi-Cassville, Toma at Aquinas, and Sparta at Holman. The wrestling season continues this weekend with some postseason matches. In fact, the All Clash is coming up on Friday night at Boscobel in Boscobel's new gymnasium. Then on Saturday, the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Day. Individual wrestlers going for titles, and that will be at North Crawford High School. We'll have reports and updates and play-by-play Friday night from Boscobel and also Saturday from North Crawford High School with our high school wrestling postseason coverage continuing. Also looking ahead at the girls tournament, in fact, tournaments this weekend for Richland Center's wrestlers. Richland Center girl wrestling coach Darren Gunderson talked to me this week about the upcoming events.
Back-to-back tournaments. We go to Boscobel for a conference tournament on Friday night, and then we host a girls tournament with a JV tournament together on Saturday. So it's going to be a busy weekend.
Tell me about the clash coming up on Friday night at Boscobel.
Oh, it's going to be a pretty big one. They got they threw another conference in there with us, so we're going to have like 19 teams there, so it could be a lot of good competition.
When you look at this, are you looking at it more from the team standpoint or individual standpoint, Darren?
Oh, you know, like I said, I think, you know, if all the girls are healthy and we wrestle, we could, you know, we could be up there in the top five, I believe. I know that like Mineral Point and Lancaster and Kickapoo, they all have some pretty good teams, and they got good numbers. So it's going to be some tough competition. But, yeah, we want to go there and perform and see what we can do.
Who's been wrestling well lately for the Hornets?
Oh, like I said, you know, we got Kylie Spildy. You know, she's been really wrestling good. She said she's still fighting some injuries, but we're keeping good hopes up on her. And Madeline Muller, you know, she's dropped down a weight class. She's at 120 now, so she's hoping to really shine there. But I said all the girls are really looking good. Like I said, we've been doing some good things, and they've been wrestling hard, so we're hoping they can show it here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, really, you hit the ground running. You have your own tournament on Saturday. What can you tell us about that?
I think we got about 15 teams. A lot of them are from around the area. So like I said, it's just a good tournament to kind of get you your last kind of little tournament before you hit the big one for regionals. So, you know, like I said, it's nice for the girls to get that. It's at home, so I think it's kind of nice to they can relax. They don't got to be there get up quite as early. So hopefully it'll go good for us.
Head coach of the Richland Center girls wrestling team, Darren Gunderson, here on WRCO Sports. Recapping bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. Series high, RV Cold Storage, 28-44. Gurner Farms, 28-25. Phoenix Center 2, a 28-15. Bubbling Springs Photography, a 10-23. Gurner Farms, 1,001. Premier Co-op, 998. Top Series, Isaac Davison, 657. Greg Shep and Jason Gurner each had 636s, and Justin Shemick, a 632. Top game, Justin Shemick, a 268, Sean Jacobson, a 267, and Greg Shep, a 255 in the Merchants Bowling League. Yesterday, we had a chance to interview some of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association coaches for the Small School South Squad, which the game will be happening in July, and the head coach will be Richland Center head football coach Andy Troxel.
Yeah, it's just a heck of an opportunity, you know, not only to be in this position, right, but also to work with some of the best coaches in the southern part of the state, you know, and really have an opportunity to coach and work with some of the elite players, you know, that a lot of times you hear about, don't necessarily get to see play, you know, on a Friday night. So it's just cool with all the resources, all the talent and all that stuff coming together. But I think the coolest thing about all of this stuff is that we have the opportunity, right, to do something that we love and we enjoy, but we do it for a greater your cause and working for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. So that's something we'll probably talk about later, is the fundraising element that comes along with the All-Star Game. But yeah, I think just looking at this opportunity, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and so I'm excited to be a part of it and coach with these guys.
How did you first learn about it?
So every year, the WFCA asks for nominations, and so I put my name out there, and just to see, you know, this would be a great opportunity, and lo and behold, they called back and said, we would like you to represent the South Small All-Stars. And so shortly after that, you know, I looked at the pool of other coaches that had been nominated, you know, and so here we are a few months later with these guys in the room with us today that are very talented in their respective positions.
Did you get to choose your assistants?
Yes. Yep. So they're nominated by their head coaches. And so from that list, then, you know, I kind of made the decision based on, you know, positions, you know, and scheme and things like that, what I felt would be like the best staff that we could put together to represent the South Small All-Stars. And so, you know, reached out and talked to these guys and gauged their interest, and they said yes.
Rosters for the football All-Stars will be announced soon, and they'll be raising money for the Children's Hospital. The game is coming up in July at UW Oshkosh. Last night, Kevin Porter hit a pair of free throws with 5 seconds left in overtime to clinch the Bucks' second straight victory, 141-137. That's the first time in a month that Milwaukee has won back-to-back games. 7 players scored in double figures in the game against the Pelicans, topped by 27 points from Ryan Rollins. The Bucks connected on more than 60% of their floor shots and made 21 three-pointers. Overall, Coach Doc Rivers was pleased with the way his team played, and it was good to have Kevin Porter Jr. back.
Well, it was a roller coaster. You know, he played great, and then he had, you know, what we'll label as a minute and a half of hell, right? I think he turned it over, missed the dunk, and then turned it over again. But other than that, he was fantastic. And having him and Ryan on the floor gave us 2 playmakers. And I thought that showed how good that is for us.
Elsewhere last night in women's basketball, Indiana over the Badgers, 77-74. Men's basketball in-state, Eau Claire over River Falls, 85-67. La Crosse beat Whitewater, 68-65. Stevens Point, 63. Stout, 51. And Platteville, 76. Oshkosh, 75. Badger head football coach Luke Fickell didn't receive the usual 1-year extension to his contract this time. Athletic director Chris McIntosh says the coach requested that it be handled that way. ESPN reports that Fickell's teams have compiled a disappointing 17-21 record in 3 seasons. McIntosh says Fickell continues to have the university's full support. The AD says Wisconsin will increase the money it puts into infrastructure, staff, and building the roster. Finishing the 2025 season on a 5-game skid will do that to you. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst discussed major disappointments when reviewing the season at a news conference yesterday.
You know, we were 9-3-1, and I didn't think we had played particularly great football during the season. I thought we had moments, but I thought we were had an opportunity to kind of round into form there in the second half of the season, and obviously it didn't work out that way. So I did think there were moments that we played at a very, very high level, championship football type, but it wasn't consistent enough. We didn't sustain it.
That is an update on sports for a Thursday morning. I am Phil Nee for WRCO.